Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's Monday, BTN News listeners. It's also a new month, too. Ah, yes, it is October 3rd, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Hope you had a good one. We'll be coming your way right now in around 5 minutes. Well, Apple's Monday isn't starting out very good. They're going to have to get some money out, start writing a check. That's because Apple's been ordered to pay for NetX $302.4 million in a patent lawsuit. The reason why the lawsuit and now the money changing hands? Well, that's because the jury found that the tech firm giant's FaceTime feature infringed on VernetX's patents related to some secure communications. I know you're thinking, VernetX, what was this company? I've never heard of it. Yeah, me neither, but apparently they're going to be pretty rich now. Well, maybe they'll be rich. It seems the case will now go to the United States Court of Appeals for the federal court in Washington, D.C. So right now, the only one getting rich is, the lawyers. Netflix fans, you kind of noticed that it's changed a little bit. You know, we don't quite have the same amount of stuff we used to, but we sure have a hell of a lot of Netflix original content. Well, no, you're not seeing things, no. It is true, Netflix's catalog has actually shrunk by 50% in the past few years. Since about 2012, Netflix's selection of titles has dropped from about 11,000 to around 5,300. This is all according to the blog Extremist, as in streaming. Nice play on words there. And as I was saying, this extremist blog found that the drop of over 50% was for basically one reason. Exclusivity, particularly tied to Netflix's original movies and shows. Yes, as you guessed it, they're spending a whole lot of money there. They're not getting content from elsewhere. Of course, between you and I, I'm sure this is nothing that's a shock to us. Netflix executives have already stressed that the company is more focused on exclusive titles. However, Netflix, keep in mind, not everybody loves everything that you do. Plus, you better justify that price increase we just had, too. 2016 started off a little rocky and rough for Tesla, but they're gaining ground now. A lot of ground, actually. That's because in the third quarter, Tesla has actually set records for vehicle deliveries. According to data released over the weekend, Tesla has delivered around 24,500 vehicles, basically meaning a 70% increase last quarter. You might remember last quarter, Tesla, they didn't quite make that projected number that they were toting about. Now, Tesla, of course, said in a statement to make all of its investors happy, of course, and probably customers too, that the fourth quarter deliveries and production should be pretty similar to the third quarter, even with the challenge of delivering vehicles with the upcoming holidays. So, if you have ordered a Tesla, chances are it's probably on the way. And finally, just when you thought Pokemon was over with, nope, we dug up a story for you. And this all has to do with students at Salford University in the United Kingdom. I know you're thinking, how can Pokemon and a university go hand in hand? Well, apparently it's going to be part of their degree to catch Pokemons. Say what? Mind you, this is coming from the Daily Mail, so who knows? But apparently those studying the Business Information Technology course at the undergraduate level will have to play Pokemon Go. According to Dr. David Krebs over there at Salford University, he says Pokemon Go makes the course more accessible and easier to grasp. I'm trying to figure out how that is. Well, whatever, you're a doctor, I'm not. He went on to emphasize that the course will require students to play Pokemon Go, and as it goes on, it will get a little bit and a little bit more complicated. Kind of sounds like the game, doesn't it? Yeah, no surprise there. Salford actually went on to say that they hope by doing this, it will get the students more physical activity and promote team building and leadership. Oh, that's nice. I'm trying to figure out, are we sure we're talking about a university here or grade school? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. That is the destination for British Tech. Get on over there, check out all of our shows, and heck, you want to contribute to the BTN Network? Are you just one of these little geeks out there that just loves buying tech up left and right and spending your hard-earned money on it? Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Well, we want to hear from you. You might see over there at BritishTechNetwork.com, we got the thing called the BTN Factor. Click on that, because we are looking for reviewers for our website. right? So why not sound off to the world about your opinion and let them know what is worth buying or not buying? Again, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get on over there. Check that out. Also, don't forget to check out our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our community is always alive and thriving at BritishTech.slack.com. It's best you get on over there and check that out right now. It's the best thing you can do on your Monday. As for the new show, well, yes, that will wrap up your Monday installment, but don't worry, we'll be back on Tuesday getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, I'm gonna go once again, gonna download Pokemon Go on my phone, and hell, who knows, maybe I'll get a doctorate. Anyways, have a great Monday. Thank you very much for listening.